Hello. Another ramble fab, I think. But this time, I'm going to be rambling with something that I wrote. And also this time, I forgot my vibrator pressed up against my clit. And I think I'm gonna do that challenge. I don't know what it's called, but it's like when you read something and you try not to climax while you're reading. I've done it once before. But I thought I would do it for you now, so without further ado, here we go. If you've been on my profile recently, you may have already seen this. I am no writer, but I had a scene that I fantasize about and I can't get out of my head, so here we go. Should I start with like a level 1, 2, or 3 on the vibe? One might be too easy, 3 might be too much. I'll do 3, fuck it. I'm not gonna make it easier on me. I'm specifically gonna try to hold off. Like, isn't that the point of this? Is to like, anyways, 3, ready? 1, 2, 3. Oh, fuck. Like, already my eyes are closed, so I don't know how I'm gonna read. Okay. It's my post called Empty Room. Okay. Move-in weekend has been exhilarating, stressful, and filled with a whirlwind of emotions. Between hauling boxes, meeting new neighbors, and trying to make sense of the chaos, there's a thrill in knowing that this marks the beginning of something new. Each echo in the empty room feels like a blank page. I should know I'm lying in one of them. Not too long ago, I stripped off all my clothes, poured myself a glass of wine, and have been walking around aimlessly, ideating how each one will take shape. I should add that I'm also fucking myself with my vibrator, but this is after the fact. I feel free. I picked a room, one I'm not sure what I'll use for, but something about it felt inviting. I pictured you wanting me to be there. To step inside and wait for you. I crouch down, knees cracking, of course. My knees always crack, always. Listen. Okay. Sorry, didn't mean to pull you out of this fantasy. Okay. And place my wine glass to the side. My hands settled on my thighs, idly rubbing small, slow circles as I breathe through the chill from kneeling on the barren floorboards. My skin pebbled, my nipples tightened, and I stayed there, finding stillness. I transitioned to puppy pose, letting my palms slide forward as I sank into the stretch, lengthening my spine and jutting my ass out with intention. I didn't hear you at first, only sensed the shift in the air. You had walked in quietly, leaning against the doorway, watching me with eyes full of want and hunger. You didn't speak. Your gaze alone traced every curve, as if you were already touching me with your thoughts. I I was finally presenting myself to you in the way I always know you desire. The pleasant mystery replaced with an offering so deliberate and so full of submission. I can feel your need in the way that you watched, and I so badly wanted to close the distance. To feel your hands where your eyes had lingered and to turn your quiet intensity into something tangible. I wanted to be devoured, filled, and claimed by you. I wanted to feel the way you... Fuck. I wanted to feel the way you'd kiss, lick, bite, pinch, and fuck me thoroughly. I wanted to be utterly at your mercy, pleading, breathless, caught between... Caught between the desperate need for more and the trembling edge where pleasure almost becomes too much. Almost. And then you moved, slow, purposeful, closing the distance between us. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, with the gravity of inevitability. A kaleidoscope of arousing thoughts flooded my mind. Oh, fuck. Oh, where would your hands land first? How would you claim me? Would it be soft, commanding, or something darker and deeper I hadn't yet dared to imagine? I could barely breathe under the weight of anticipation. Oh, fuck. Please show me. Tell me. Take this control I offer so willingly. I crave your dominance in the way that you see me. I'm here now, waiting and open. Come closer. Fuck. Oh, my God. I did it, but fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm right on the edge. There's a follow-up to this, but I didn't write it, so I'm not gonna record it without his permission or consent, but I'll link the follow-up if you want to read it for yourself, and maybe if he wants me to, then I'll read it. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, fuck. What do you think? Should I come now? I don't know why I'm still holding myself off. It's kind of fun to edge. I don't know. Fuck. Oh, my God. Fuck. Yes. 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 Oh, my God. Ah. where's my Perrier? Oh my god. Oh, Perrier is so thirst quenching. I don't even remember what I was saying in my empty room post, but oh, that was fun. And I held off. You know what? It was hard, but I think it was actually like somewhat easy because, I mean, you would think that it would be difficult because I'm like trying to do something other than come, but like reading something else was distracting me from the pleasure, and it's like the pleasure kept like creeping and creeping and creeping in, and I was like trying to tamp it down as I read. Oh, that was fun. Maybe I need to read something longer.